You're listening to SBS News.
For this group of around 20 vocal members of Australia's Chilean community, an end to a long legal battle for justice is now in sight. Nadia was among those who gathered outside Sydney's federal court to hear the ruling.
Very, very good decision. We are so happy to live in Australia, and the justice in Australia understood this problem. It's a big justice, and now is the end of this process, and Adriana is going to Chile forever and ever, and never coming back to Australia. That is the best thing.
Having lived in Australia for over 40 years, Adriana Rivas is accused in her home country of working for the secret police, DINA, under dictator Augusto Pinochet. She's accused of being responsible for the kidnapping of at least seven people. She has vehemently denied the charges. Three federal court justices have now unanimously dismissed her latest legal bid to stay in Australia. They found she is eligible for surrender and have rejected her lawyer's arguments a 1979 amnesty law voids the extradition request. Adriana Navarro is the Australian legal representative for the family members of the disappeared.
In any event, that's a matter for the Chilean courts. Over here, what we have to demonstrate simply, or what the legal team had to demonstrate, was simply that Chile had complied with the extradition law, that there are charges outstanding, and that she should be sent back to Chile to complete that prosecution.
Ms. Rivas was detained in Chile in 2006, but fled the country while on bail 4 years later. In 2014, the country's Supreme Court endorsed an extradition application. She was arrested by Australian police in 2019, and last year, a magistrate ruled there were sufficient grounds for extradition. She's appealed that decision twice in the federal court and lost. SBS News was unable to contact her lawyers. Adriana Navarro says this ruling gives the families of the disappeared renewed hope they will get answers.
It is a very exhausting, tiring, demanding process for them. However, in terms of hope, the families in Chile have never lost hope. These are seven families of many others that are still looking for the remains of their loved ones. So they couldn't be any more pleased, they couldn't be any more happier. They do hope that she has some information that would assist them to locate the remains of their loved ones so that they can be given a proper burial in Chile as well.
The ongoing extradition saga could be prolonged further, as Ms. Rivas still has the option to appeal this decision in the Australian High Court. But the High Court will need to be persuaded there are special reasons to hear the case, and the challenge would be costly. The final step of the process, the extradition order, needs to be signed by the Australian Attorney-General. Naveen Razik, SBS News.